get it either. Hallelujah. But we'll do five. Where were we? Hallelujah. We're in Joshua 1. So let's just go ahead to Joshua chapter 1, verse number 1. The Word of God says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, and even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." Let's wait a minute. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind every weapon the enemy is trying to form in Jesus' name. Father God, you sent your word to give us victory. So Father, I bind every hindrance in Jesus' name, Father God. I call even the lights to start working downstairs, Father God. Lord Jesus, that booger's not having any way anywhere in this place today. So Lord, we praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Where were we? We're from every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon that I've given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Today I want to focus your attention to verse number 5, which says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." This title of this morning's message is Divine Manifestation. The definition of divine is of, from, or like God. Of, from, or like God. Manifestation, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:7, he says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit thereby." Okay? So today we're going to look at the divine protection, His divine presence, and His divine promises. Are you with me? Amen. Let's make a declaration together in the house today. Can we lift our word together? Repeat after me, say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, I thank you for this word, and I'm so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, we thank you, Father God, when the word's spoken, it becomes. So, Father God, as the word goes forth in this house today, it will become. It will become reality. It will become revelation. It had become renewal in our hearts and lives. And Father, we'll never look back, but we'll continue to look forward to see you as you are and to hear you clearly, Father God, to walk after you with our whole hearts and to serve you with our very best. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory, and I thank you, Father God, for giving me the opportunity today to speak to these people. So, Lord, they need to hear from you, not from me. So, Lord, speak through this vessel today. Lord, help me get out of your way. And you will receive the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The temperature's changed. It's kind of warmer in here to me, so I'm going to take off my jacket if it's okay with y'all. Is anybody hot? Is anybody cold? Huh? Everybody good?
I'm freezing.
You're freezing? Hallelujah. First, he talks about his divine protection. Let me say something to you. Faith acts. The waters of the Jordan were overflowing. In other words, God didn't part the waters until the men of God moved. Hello? In other words, he doesn't go ahead and part, oh, there's the waters parted, let's move. There had to be a step of faith, and it became. So many times we're waiting for something to happen, and the only thing that's holding us back is God's waiting for you and I to take a step. In other words, maybe you're looking for a new door to open up in your life somewhere. Maybe you have to take a step. A step, and then all of a sudden something becomes. But God wants you and I to understand, as his children, as he promised the children of Israel, he promised them his divine protection. God declares you as his own, and he will protect you. Amen. And as I was looking at that this morning, turn with me to Genesis chapter 20. No, excuse, Deuteronomy 11. Joshua is fulfilling what God told Moses. God never told Moses. He said he's going to take a people. He never said he was going there. Amen. Sometimes in life, when you're walking in life and you're walking in the anointing of God, it's just like the prophet Elijah dropped his mantle and Elijah picked it up. There had to be an act of faith. There had to be something that took place. God's called everyone in the room with a purpose and a plan. But he says in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse number 24, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. From the wilderness of Lebanon, even from the river, the Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall be your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon the land, and you shall tread upon as he have said unto you. Behold, I've set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I commanded thee this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Amen? In other words, I'm following one God. Amen? we're following one direction, and obedience is better than sacrifice. In other words, I'm following you, Lord. Whatever you ask me to do, I'm going to do it. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to do it with the best I can. I'm going to give you my best energy. I'm going to give you my best strength. Amen? Because I have divine protection. And in other words, if God tells me to do this, he's going to protect me through it. God never calls you to it if he won't see you through it. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? And you look at these words that were spoken by Moses to Moses. Moses is sharing with Joshua. Joshua gets an echo from God, the same thing that is Moses got. Amen? And all of a sudden, now Joshua is bringing it to pass. So if you look with me in Joshua chapter 21, Joshua 21, verse 43. The word of God says this, and the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest about according to all that he sware unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Amen?
Amen.
If he's been faithful before, he'll be faithful again. So the Apostle Paul tells you and I, as he's speaking to the church, look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse number 4, Paul's thankful. He's grateful. You know, the Bible says, give in everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and I. Amen? Amen? Sometimes we're looking for something else and we're not grateful for what we already have. Amen? And if we can't recognize how blessed we are where we're at, we're never going to feel blessed where we're going to. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I shared with you last week about the physical I had this week. Well, the doctor called up and the nurse called up and said I was normal. Hello? And the nurse. The doctor prophesied over me and didn't even realize he was prophesying. Because the nurse said, the doctor told me to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. And what I was doing is trusting the Lord. Amen. So when the doctor said, he didn't realize it, but he was prophesying. And what God is saying to you and I, he has been faithful before, he'll be faithful again. Amen? You know, and the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 4, he says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall confirm you until the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful,
amen.
By whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Just as God spoke to Moses and God spoke to Joshua, God is speaking to you and I. And he is saying to you and I, he'll do everything he said he will do. He'll do his part. He's asking you and I, will we do ours?
Amen.
Amen. He says to you and I, hey, he's got a hedge and a hand of protection around you. He watches over and protects us. Amen. I thank God for his hedge of protection. Amen. Just as he spoke to the children of Israel. They were going into a place they didn't know. But they walked in the favor and the blessings of the Lord. God wants you to recognize and understand that you're blessed and you're highly favored of the Lord. You have the seal of the Holy Ghost and you have the blood of Jesus Christ that covers you. God cannot look down on this earth and not see his son's blood and seal the seal that's upon you. You're sealed with the seal of promise. Amen. Amen. So when I'm looking at that man, I don't have to fear anything. I've got a hedge of protection. And another thing we have with our protection, we have his presence. Oh man, I thank God for his presence. Amen. I thank God that the word of God says where two or more gathered together in my name, there I am to be found in the midst of them. So we know that not only God is inside of us today, but God is in our atmosphere. Because we gathered in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we know he's here. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Hey, you know what God's doing in this place? He's raising up some faith because he wants to change some circumstances. He wants to change some situations and some lives. And that's why we're going to recognize who's here. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So turn with me to Genesis 28. We're talking about divine presence. We have Jacob's dream. Oh, I love Jacob's dream. In Genesis 28, verse number 13. Well, let's go first, start with 12. He says, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached into heaven. Seth, look at your neighbor and say, we have a heavenly connection. And behold, the angels of God descending and ascending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and of God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and thy seed shall the families of the earth be blessed. Look to your neighbor and say, we're blessed to be a blessing. And behold, I am with thee. Man, I just stop right there. I just stop right there. I know no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm facing, I am never alone. I know the adversary tries to attack me when no one else is around sometimes. But God says you are never alone. You are never alone. You are never alone. He says, and I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done all that I've said. Wait a minute. I lost myself. Until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob waked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. You know, we should never be to a place where Jacob was in his dream. We should never be in a place where the Lord is there and we don't know it. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. In other words, God's going to do everything he said in his word he's going to do. Amen. So somewhere along the line, I've got to get it from here to here. Amen? In other words, my no-so doesn't come from here. My no-so comes from here. Amen? The very core of our being. Amen? God wants you to know that you're never alone. Just as he said in Isaiah, Chapter 43, Isaiah 43, one of my favorite scriptures and passages. In Isaiah 43, verse number 1, he says, but thou, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and that formed thee, O Israel, Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. He knows my name.
My name. He knows my every thought. He knows each tear I cry. And he hears me when I call.
Hallelujah. It goes, he knows. Oh, never mind. Forget it. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. No, it's no big deal. Just with saying the words. Well, sing that one for me then.
He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
Hallelujah. He says, when thou passest through the river, the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they will not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. In other words, there's no obstacle that can stand in front of you. The waters of the Red Sea couldn't stand in front of the children of Israel. Amen. The Jordan couldn't stand in front of the children of Israel. The fire couldn't stand in front of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. And it can't stand in front of you. In other words, sometimes we might go through a fiery affliction, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. Amen. We serve a deliverer. He is not telling us in his word that we will not go through some things in this life. He says, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And I am serving the overcomer, and I overcome him, the adversary, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And my testimony is true. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I'm believing and standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, when Jesus, he said in Matthew 28:18, he said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things that I commanded you. And he says this, and lo, I am with thee, even unto the end of the world. Amen. 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 In other words, we need to remind ourselves, if God be for us, who can stand against us? Amen. We need to remind ourselves, is greater is the one that's in me than he that's in this world. Amen. We have to remind ourselves who we are, just as God spoke to the children of Israel, and he spoke and gave them divine protection. His hand was upon them. He gave them his divine presence. Amen. He said at the end, I'll never leave you. That's a divine promise. Remember divine, of, from, or like God. In other words, when I look at a divine promise, it's of God, it's from God, it's like God. And God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. And if I see that and I'm looking up at this word divine, that's why I put divine there. In other words, that we have divine protection. Our protection is of, from, and like God. His presence is of, from, and like God. Amen. Our promises are of, like, and from God. Amen. In other words, what he wants us to know is, we're looking at this word divine. He says the manifestation of the Spirit should be for the profit of everyone. In other words, God wants to benefit everyone in this room. Amen. That's why we've gathered together. That's why we all came in this room with a measure of faith. And everyone's measure of faith is important. And what God wants us to do, here's what happens. The adversary, just like this morning, I assure you there's probably about twice as many people that had an intention to be here today, but got distracted. The adversary is the artist of distraction. And what he wants you to do is when we're coming together in faith, he wants to do something to distract you. He wants to steal your measure. And when he steals your measure, somebody else misses. And in other words, my measure of faith isn't always for me. But I'm here for the benefit of everyone. Amen? So when I come into church and I'm getting up in the morning and all these things come at me, the adversary doesn't want your measure of faith. He doesn't want you to receive what God has for you. Amen? Amen? Just like a little distraction with the lights. I've been in that basement all week. The lights were working all week. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hello? Are you with me? Did I lose anybody? So look with me in Isaiah chapter 59. We're looking at his divine promises. Isaiah 59. The word of God says in verse number 19, the word of God says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come in Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord, as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor of the mouth of thy seed, nor of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and evermore. In other words, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same word. We're speaking the same word, and the same word has the same effect. It hasn't lost its effect. Amen? We're in a blood covenant. What is a covenant? It's an agreement between two parties. God says he'll do his part, we do our part. I don't know about you, but we're in a blood covenant. We're in a blood covenant with the Lord. Huh? And it can't be broken. That's right. Amen. Turn to Isaiah 54. Verse number 10. He says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that have mercy on thee. Amen. 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 We're in a covenant agreement. We have a covenant of peace. Matter of fact, if you look with me in Hebrews chapter 13, in Hebrews 13, verse number 20, we have a covenant of peace. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever is stealing your peace has to be removed. Amen. God's called us to be peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And God wants us to understand. He says in Hebrews 13:20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This covenant cannot be broken. It's an everlasting covenant. And it will make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in the sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And in other words, God wants us to understand, we're not perfect, but there's a perfect one in us. And we're being perfected in Christ Jesus. This is Word. Would you rather hear fiction? In other words, this is fact. In other words, get that doubt out. I believe it's a little dryer sheet that shouted out. We got to shout the doubt out. Because sometimes the Word doesn't align with our feelings. Because He says He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. He isn't saying, bad you, because you have feelings. I don't know about you, when I stump my toe, it hurts. Hello? And He doesn't say, don't deny that hurt, because it hurt. But He's touched with our feelings of our infirmities in all points, was tempted as we are tempted, yet without sin. In other words, I can't depend on myself in this area. I got to depend on the covenant agreement I have with Him, that He promised me His divine protection. He promised me His divine presence, and He gave me some divine promises. Amen. And He wrote them in black and white, and He covered them with red. And that's the blood of Jesus. Amen. And we're in a blood covenant with Him. And now when we look at that, I want to go back to Isaiah 59. I jumped ahead of the wagon. Have you ever got ahead of the wagon? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a horse. I'll just be the wagon. Lord, You be the horsepower that leads me and guides me and directs me. Hallelujah. What a peaceful baby. At 2 a.m. Holy Ghost time. God wants us to know is when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And God wants you to understand that He's given you and I promises, and all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. That God will do everything that He said He would do. Simple as that. Amen. So we're getting ready to pray for you. If somebody needs prayer today, we as the body of believers are going to stand in agreement with you to move mountains. Amen? And we believe that God's going to do what He says in His Word. He says in Hebrews chapter 3, in closing today, He says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 14, he says, take heed, verse 12, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. That's speaking about leaving Him. But I think it's important for us to recognize and understand that he calls for us to believe Him to do everything He said He would do. He tells us to exhort one another daily while it's called today. You may be here today and you may need to be encouraged. You may be going through some things in your life, and God wants you to understand that you're not alone. Just as He said He would never leave you nor forsake you, He called us as a body to encourage one another. He says, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, and harden not your hearts in the day of provocation. The day of provocation was when the children of Israel, who were following Moses, never got to cross over. A whole generation never got an opportunity to cross over to the promise. The reason? They weren't trusting God. They were trusting and stuff, and all they were doing is bickering and complaining. But God has come to give you and I life and the abundance thereof. Amen. So today, what is he saying? He's given us a divine manifestation. His presence is here. He's given us, in closing, he's given us divine protection, his divine presence, and his divine promises. And all the promises are yes. Amen. God doesn't want to hold anything back from anyone. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father, we're